This is Bruce Collins, your host for the Bible Studies program. Greetings this morning and welcome to our lesson today. We're certainly glad you've tuned us in. Again, if you'd like to contact me, I'll give you my mailing address and website address at the close of the program. You can re-listen to this program on the website. You can contact me through the website. You can also read my weekly email meditation on the website. So if you want to contact me either through mail or through my website, you'll want to get a pencil and a piece of paper out so you can write the addresses down at the close of the program. Now today is Easter Sunday, and in my opinion, if we're going to celebrate religious holidays, this is the most important one of the year. Where would we be without the hope of the resurrection? It seems like, for those, to me at least, it seems like those who live their lives thinking that we evolve from a piece of slime and we die without any afterlife or anything to look forward to, it would seem to me like for those people life would be pretty dismal. For those of us who are Christians, we believe that we were created by God and that we were created in His image to represent Him. We were created in His likeness so we could talk to Him. And we were created for a purpose, and that's to glorify Him. And when life is over, that's only the beginning for us if we have truly come to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that God's original creation was marred by sin. We know that we all have sinned. We've all failed with regard to God's commands. We failed with regard to our own consciences. And so we need a way to have that sin put away so we can come into the presence of a holy God after we pass over to the other side. And it's Easter Sunday that gives us confidence that if we have trusted Christ, if we have believed in the truth that Christ died for our sins, then bliss awaits us. And even in a coming day, we will be raised from the dead, just as Christ was raised from the dead. And so while we look at the resurrection and realize that Good Friday was a day, as we noted last time, when there was a lot of suffering and terror, and when sin was rampant, and when Satan was out to destroy the peace of the disciples, and when Satan tried to destroy the purpose of Christ but couldn't do it, now on the Lord's Day we have the joy of the resurrection. And I want to spend a little time today breaking away from our passage in Luke that we've been looking at, and I want to read from 1 Corinthians 15 so that we can be reminded doctrinally how important the resurrection is for those of us that are Christians and who believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians 15, we find Paul writing the what I call the explanation of, or the doctrines of, the resurrection. And first of all, we find out that the gospel, that is the good news of God's salvation, is based on the resurrection. He says in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 3, "For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." And so what Paul delivered to them was truth that they could depend on. He had received that truth. He had not always believed that truth. Many people believe that they've always been a believer in Christ, and while they may have believed about the things of the Bible, they may have believed about Christ, there comes a point in our lives when we need to turn away from what we think is right and actually trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul had done. He had trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the other apostles had done. And John then writes, "These things I have written unto you that believe, that you may know that you have eternal life," and that knowledge is based on the gospel that Paul delivered to the Corinthians, and he delivered it to Gentiles wherever he went. But he says, "Christ died for our sins." Folks, that will do us no good unless we believe we have sins that Christ needs to die for. And in dying, He suffered the penalty that we deserve because of our sins. He was separated from God, and our sin does separate us from God. And so we don't have to suffer for our sins because Christ suffered for them in our place. He was the sacrifice that satisfied God. Now, he was buried, and the reason this passage says he was buried is because many people would like to believe that Christ didn't really die at the cross. He just became unconscious. He just swooned, so to speak, and he was later revived. But no, you don't bury a person who hasn't really died. And so it's interesting that those who buried the Lord, Joseph and Nicodemus, they were convinced that he had died. The women who came to the tomb later had also seen where the Lord lay. They thought that he had died. And so the burial is the proof that the Lord actually died for our sins. And then we come to the resurrection, and that's on the Lord's Day morning, and that's the thing that was hard for the disciples to believe. And while we celebrate that truth today on Easter Sunday, many people still struggle with the idea that the Lord was raised from the dead. But whether you believe it today or not, if you're listening to my voice, it did happen, and I believe it. And those of you who do not believe it will have it proved to you one day that Christ is living and that he is, in fact, the judge of those who have rejected him, and he's the Savior of those who have received him. When we come down to verse 12, we find out that the resurrection of Christ gives our faith an object. That is, it gives our faith truth to believe in. Verse 12 says, "Now if Christ is preached that he has not been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty." In other words, the resurrection is the cornerstone truth that all that Christ claimed to be and all that Christ claimed to do is true. And when we come to the Acts of the Apostles, more time was spent on the resurrection and the preaching of the gospel and was spent on the crucifixion. The people of that day knew Christ had been crucified. I don't think they had CNN, and I don't think they had USA Today to tell them, but it appears that because so many people were in Jerusalem on that Passover week when the Lord was crucified, that the news went throughout the country, and there was no doubt that people believed that a man by the name of Jesus was crucified, and they called him Jesus the Nazarene, Jesus of Nazareth. They knew he had been crucified. So in the early preaching of the church, they didn't need to tell people about the crucifixion. The people knew about the crucifixion. But in the early New Testament church, they needed to hear about the resurrection. And when we come to the verses following the statement of the gospel in 1 Corinthians 15, we find that there were many witnesses to the resurrection. Paul says that he was seen of above 500 at one time, and the apostles saw him. And last of all, Paul saw him as an apostle out of due season. He saw him on the Damascus Road. And so the resurrected Lord was preached as the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. He was raised again according to the scriptures. And in the Old Testament, there were prophecies that were fulfilled when the Lord was raised from the dead. We read in the Psalms that thou wilt not allow thy Holy One to see corruption. And so we know that the tomb of the Lord was always undefiled by corruption that comes from sin, and the Lord himself was raised from the dead. We're thankful for that today. The resurrection of the Lord then fulfilled the sign of the prophet Jonas. The people wanted a sign that the Lord was who he claimed to be, and the Lord says, "No sign will be given you except the sign of the prophet Jonas." And Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the fish's belly, so will the Lord be 3 days and three nights in the bowels of the earth. And so the Lord had been in the tomb for 3 days and three nights according to Jewish reckoning, and he was raised from the dead and showed himself to be alive. We read in Acts, after many undeniable proofs, he showed himself to be alive. And so We believe that he died for our sins and that he was buried and that he was raised again the third day because there were witnesses to the resurrection. It was the fulfillment of prophecy, and the resurrection proves that he was not just a man. He was the eternal. He was and is the eternal Son of God. So while there are those who say there's no resurrection, and the Sadducees were amongst them, we believe in the resurrection because we have a resurrected Lord, and that gives us confidence in all that the Bible has said and in all that Christ has taught and in the work of his salvation. But if Christ is raised from the dead, then we have something to believe in. And verse 20 says, now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. And so when we look at Christians who die, they're looked at as having fallen asleep. Their bodies are awaiting a resurrection. They themselves, we understand, are conscious, but they're awaiting the resurrection. And there's going to come a day when, just as Christ was raised from the dead, the first fruits of the crop, then we who have died in Christ, we who have fallen asleep in Christ, we're not going to miss out on the blessing of the resurrection because we're going to be raised from the dead as well. So if there's the first fruits, then there has to be something, the real crop that comes after, and the resurrection of life is for those who have trusted in Christ, but there's also a resurrection of damnation for those who have not. Don't think that death is the end. Death is not the end. Death is just the beginning, and it'll either be a beginning of eternal bliss with the Lord, or it will be the beginning of eternal conscious punishment away from him. And it'll all depend on what you have done with this one who died for our sins according to the scripture and was buried and was raised again the third day according to the scripture. And the last two verses of this chapter give us all courage. They say, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And it's the resurrection that encourages us to believe that we are on the winning side. It's the resurrection that encourages us that being faithful to the Lord will prove to be beneficial when we meet him and when we are in his presence throughout all eternity. We don't work in order to get saved, but once we get saved, we work to please the Lord. I sometimes tell people we don't get good to get saved, but we get saved to get good. And we're thankful for everyone whose confidence is in the Lord and knows that they put their confidence in the right place because of Easter, because of the resurrection. Now, our Heavenly Father, we pray for thy blessing upon this program and upon those who have listened. We just thank thee for thy salvation. We thank thee for that Easter morning when Christ was raised from the dead. We thank thee that you have not left us alone as we commit ourselves into your care in our Savior's name. Now, our mailing address is Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. My website address is bdcministries.faithweb.com. bdcministries.faithweb.com. And we do thank you for listening.